This is Tip TV Finance and meet Jenny Hammond and Zach Mir. And joining us down the line is Steve Larratt from ShareTalk. Steve, it's good to have you with us today.
Morning, Jenny. How are you?
Good, thank you. So what have you got for us, Steve?
Right. Morning, Zach. How are you?
Morning.
He's there in the background.
So like that plant? It seems to be growing by the day. What do you feed it? Is it like baby bio or what?
Well, no comment on what I feed it. Same as mushrooms. Okay. Keep it dark and yes.
Okay.
Anyway. Cardiff. It's on next Saturday, the big ShareTalk event, and tickets are nearly all gone. So fingers crossed, we should see a massive influx of people there. Zach, last week you touched on Aminex, AEX, and Solo.
Yes, then they did rather well. Nothing to do with me, obviously.
No, unfortunately, obviously, I think you missed that one. Congratulations to all shareholders there. It looks like it's going to be a very nice one going forwards. Aminex or Solo is the question I've been having a lot this week. And when you have a look at the relevant market caps and the cash in the bank, it looks like Solo might have to do some sort of fundraise for the next drill in the drilling program. Aminex have got the funding there and hopefully some brilliant flow tests by the end of the month there. So that's the first one. I've been approached by someone this week and his name's David. And it's the company he mentioned ties in with some sad news yesterday. Sir Peter Mansfield, the gentleman that invented the MRI machine, he passed away, unfortunately. And there's a company called Feedback PLC, and they own a product called TexRad. Now, their product can be incorporated onto the MRI machinery, and it basically defines a better process. So if you're looking at a growth or a tumor or something along those lines, you can better tell and get a better diagnosis, better care for the patient, and savings obviously in the general care around that sort of patient.
Steve, I met that company a couple of years ago. Are they finally getting near to pushing out this new software they have?
Yes, definitely, and they're due an update hopefully within the next few weeks on that product. But on the back of that, and again, this will be on my sort of weekly publication this week, they are putting out a paper to the sort of relevant authorities in Europe in the coming sort of days and weeks. So as you've said, they've been around for an awful sort of long point in time, but hopefully, obviously, with this sort of product, there should be a very, very good story going forwards.
Right.
So, fingers crossed there. Talking about medical things, obviously, Zach, you attended our event up in Birmingham, and our sponsor for the night, our charity sponsor for the night, was a little lad called Bradley Lowry.
That's right. And
he's just started his treatment, and all seems to be going well there. So that's that one.
So they raised the 700,000 or whatever it was that he needed to get the treatment.
Yes, indeed. And some connections with certain football teams, they've donated a further £200,000 as well. So just shy of £1 million being raised there. And again, funds are still going in. So very worthwhile course.
Yep.
So, and one for the future. Arbuthnot Banking Group. Last year, in one quarter, they made enough money to effectively match their market cap. So they paid out a massive dividend, and the share price has been sort of level and stable in a way. And they're due their trading update on the 21st of February. So that could be potentially one to keep an eye out on in the near future.
It's a bit of a decent free cash flow there.
Definitely. They've employed several more staff and they've opened their Manchester branch. So it should be an interesting one to obviously keep an eye on for the future. if they can make obviously a lot more money than a lot of other companies in that sort of industry, and with the team they've got in place, it's very low sort of overheads and very good infrastructure in place. So, and obviously a lot of companies would be very jealous of the sort of cash flow there.
Okay.
Steve, thank you. Steve Larratt there from ShareTalk.